Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with your politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about something like about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. And so you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know, even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Had myself muted. Today on It's My House, our podcast is titled Black Townships of Tennessee. Black Townships of Tennessee, live stream number 619-768-2945. I've been able to find two. There might be more, but so far I've found two within the state of Tennessee. So let's cover those today. And black townships are towns that, in the context that we're talking about historically, these were former slaves or black folk, we call them African American today, I guess, that they went out and they purchased their own land in many cases and developed a town. So the first one we're going to cover today in Tennessee. Is Free Hill, Tennessee. Free Hill, Tennessee, two words, free and then hill. Sometimes it's called Free Hills, Tennessee. But let me read directly offline here. Online. Free Hill, also called Free Hills, is an unincorporated community in Clay County, Tennessee, here in the United States. It is an African-American community established in 1816 before the Civil War. That's totally amazing. The original inhabitants were the freed slaves of a woman named Virginia Hill. And Virginia Hill was the daughter of a wealthy North Carolina planter. After purchasing 2,000 acres of isolated hilly land, Virginia Hill freed her slaves and turned the property over to them. Folklore suggests that the original residents included Virginia Hill's own mulatto children. All right. At its peak, the community had about 300 residents and included two grocery stores, three clubs, two eating establishments, and two churches and a school. Today, Free Hill's population is approximately 70 people. Okay, more about Free Hills, Tennessee. The settlement of Free Hill, the settlement's Rosenwald School was one of 354 schools for African-Americans built in the early 20th century with the financial support of the Julius Rosenwald Fund. The Free Hills Rosenwald School was used approximately from 1925 to 1949. The structure, which was believed to be one of only about 30 Rosenwald schools still standing, was placed in the National Registry of Historic Places in 1996. Recent years here in Free Hill, Tennessee, a number of residents remain in Free Hill, whose population has declined since the 1960s. In September 1993, the state of Tennessee placed an historical marker on the Tennessee State Route 53 to identify the community and commemorate its history. And let's see, what else can we find here? And the reason why I'm reading that, because a lot of people, even those who went to historical black colleges and universities, HBCUs, they've never heard of these historically black townships. So I put it out. I put this information out for that. Number two, I put it out because these are places where you can go to today. If you go to visit and you're fortunate enough to buy a piece of land or buy a house there or whatever, because a lot of these people that are around, these 70 people that are around, they can trace their ancestors back to over 100 years. Once again, Free Hill was, it existed before the Civil War. Before the Civil War. Now, the other town, and then, man, the economic opportunities that are there are mind-boggling. But you got to have a creative imagination or visionary mindset to see what's there, but they're there. The other black township in Tennessee, is Hortense, Tennessee. So, okay, Hortense, Tennessee, a forgotten black community in Dixon County. And it really, it should be not black community, but black township. Hortense is north of Dixon, Tennessee, and I never heard of it until my colleague Lee Ann Gardner brought it to my attention, and we went looking for the place last week. Lee Ann's research found that it was originally a planned segregated community for blacks. In its day, it had a depot. I don't know what kind of depot, but a depot, schools, and churches, a school and churches. The Missionary Baptist Church remains to mark the Hortense name. But the primary marker is a huge black cemetery behind the church, which the congregation is patiently clearing. Hortense was, is neglected, is a neglected place in history, but with a story worth exploring and a place and story worth celebrating. All right, now let's see if I can find anything else on Hortense, Tennessee. Let's go to census information. Oh, man. I don't see nothing. Let's keep on digging. In some of these places, you got to go visit. It looks like you actually had to, you need to go to Hortense. Not everything's on the internet, but once you show up to these places in person, there's a cornucopia of information and things to see and a lot of rich history. All right, so I'm not finding much on Hortense, Tennessee, but it is a black township worth visiting, and for some people, even settling there, moving there. All right. On that note, hey, here's the thought. Go to these townships, study them, and then start your own township or resurrect one of these townships. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.